5 Radio. My name is Struck.
And I'm Draymond.
And man, this party don't stop. We here at Live on 305. Big event for 305
the
days.
The music keeps getting louder and louder.
I think they're trying to tell us it's time to go soon. But in any case, before we ride out, we have a guest that we've had on. Remember when we had the radio show?
Yeah, you were with us at Tubox.
Yeah, I was at the radio show.
On Tubox. And now he's here at he's doing live painting. One of the most iconic artists in Miami.
Thank you, brother.
Dizzle.
Thank you. What's up?
Welcome back to the show, Dizzle, man. How you been, bro?
Thank you, brother. Been good, man. Blessed, you know?
That's what's
up. Wheels keep moving. Everything's good, bro.
And staying busy, bro.
Always, man.
Staying hella busy.
Always.
Bro, so you did some live painting here.
Right.
What were you doing?
I'm sorry, I can't hear very well.
What were you doing?
Well, right now with the live painting?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's 305 day, you know, live on 305.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to keep it Miami. And I thought about, like, the whole Vice City thing, you know. I did my twist on it where, you know, Adam and Eve, like, biting the apple. So I did, like, a woman holding an orange instead of an apple because it's Dade County, you know. And Rock and Golds because it's Dade County, you know.
Super
I mean, she has to.
Right, yeah.
Especially if she's going to make such a monumental movement.
Right, it's Vice City, bro. Yeah, man.
That's dope. Creativity does not elude you at all, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Always on top of it, bro.
Thank you.
Yo, so what's your favorite thing about Miami right now?
About Miami right now? I think the culture. I feel like when I was younger, you know, you would hear a lot of people talking about, like, I'm from New York, I'm from LA, I'm from this, that. And I was always, like, big on, like, the Miami shit, you know? When everybody else was painting Tupac and Biggie on the streets, I was painting Trick Daddy and fucking, you know, I don't know, other locals. So to me, it's just, I feel like our identity is so solidified right now and our culture is so heavy, our style is so heavy, that's my favorite thing to see.
Dope.
How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, I'm with it. I'm totally with it. I agree with you 100%. Especially when you have an event like this that you get to really feel and have interactions with people of different cultures that they're from a different part of the city. They might not resonate with what you're doing, but everyone's showing each other love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't think you could beat that.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of unity now. How do you feel about it? I know you guys are the interviewers, but yeah, I'm just curious.
I definitely agree because I'm a Miami girl, so I've always been very big about where I'm from, what my parents had to go through to come over here and make sure that we had a better life, right. You know? So for us, it's really big, especially seeing, like you said, the culture, what we grew up with, the hip-hop community, you know? You got the donks out there,
right.
So... it's a beautiful thing to be able to say you're born and raised in the county of Dade, right?
Absolutely.
Everything yeah. about it.
Hell yeah. What do you got coming up?
Oh, man. A lot, man. I have my first solo show this year.
Nice.
You guys are extra invited to that. It's in September at the Museum of Graffiti.
Nice.
I'm super hyped for that. You know,
I actually heard through the grapevine. I don't know if this is exclusive or not. Collabo with Money Mowgli.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's my
and
dog.
We're super, super excited to see what you're
going
to do with that.
Yeah. So we got something in the works, which we've worked in the past. We're both from the same neighborhood, 152 Ave. So, it's, you know, it's dope to see that, what we're talking
from
about,
the
you know?
Ave,
like
huh?
the movement, the people just moving, flowing, bro. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Hell yeah.
Super hyped for Mowgli, too, man. That guy, I feel like he's my favorite rapper out of Miami that hasn't
that
like you know
time,
that hasn't blown up, bro. I'm a huge Trick Daddy fan, you know, but Mowgli's just, man, he's on some other shit. He's always refreshing, always switches the flow, you know. He's
true Miami style too,
super, super happy to see that guy doing dope shit.
Heck yeah, well deserved. The guy's talented, like Mowgli's dope.
And he produces like a machine, bro. You know, like, not as far as production, but just the body of work. Like, he's
correct,
always
correct.
Moving, man. And I don't know too many artists that could produce
that
at that volume,
right? Yeah.
That drive. It's just wild.
On top of that, it's funny because when we've interviewed a few people that have done collaborations with him. And they're like, bro, Mobley finished this part a long time ago. Like, he's waiting on me. You know what I mean? So you got to respect that. The guy is a workhorse.
Absolutely,
a
man.
A workhorse, always.
Big shout out to Mobley, man.
We definitely got to get you back in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go in depth with all the different projects that you've been doing. But is there anything that you want to leave the 305 with?
I love the city. Happy to be here with you guys. Happy to have like another in-depth talk like last time. Absolutely. That would be awesome. I know we've spoken about doing a few like...
So this is the game plan. We want to do like a round table of just media artists. And I think, you know what? We're in a good place to do that now.
Okay.
So we definitely got to politic on that and build it.
I'm happy to... Happy to build and be an asset to you guys however possible. You know, I appreciate you guys a lot. So
appreciate it, bro. Damn. On top of everything.
And this is what the 305 is all about, right?
This is what it is, man.
Beautiful.
And, you know, it's funny because we're here, you know, collaborating with the official air next to us. Everyone's interviewing people. We're all interviewing each other. And the best part about it, it doesn't feel like crabs in a barrel. It always feels like a community.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's what is the most important part about this. And to have an event like this today where we could all come together and just show a lot of love for the same reason, the pride of the city, I love it.
All for the city, all for the crib, right?
Absolutely. Yo, huge shout out to Derek G too, man, for putting this shit together. Only Indeed. This is awesome, you know? So.
Yeah, it's boss stuff right here, bro. Love it. Bueno, shit. You got any last words for us?
No, you
guys. Last words in general.
Yeah. No, just dope to be here with you guys. You know, I appreciate you guys, and let's keep doing cool shit.
That's what's up. Our next guest has been on the show before.
It's been almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah. Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And, but now, we got to get you in the studio again.
Right.
Because you're shit's gone down. Shit's gone down. But let me tell you, let me introduce him. We got DJ Entice in the building.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Yo, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have it. Pleasure to be here.
I'm so happy to hear you on the radio once again.
We needed you. We needed you back.
I'm telling you, man.
Thank you.
Yo, Entice is just a vibe.
Yeah.
You're just a complete vibe, bro. So
thank you, man.
I'm ecstatic to hear you on the radio. And the reason we got to get you in the studio is because I know that you not being on the radio has a hell of a story.
Oh, yeah.
So we gotta get that in.
Right.
So that's coming soon.
Yeah, more absolutely. We'll exclusive.
In-depth exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. Yeah.
It's nice, man. Tell those that don't know you a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself, man.
So, you know, if you really don't know about me, born and raised Dade County, down in Kendall.
Yeah.
You know, played football my whole life, soccer, track, was an athlete. And I got into DJing, and for a lot of people that might know the name, you might have heard the name. Been on 99 Jams. I did radio for
Come on. 25
years. You know,
stranger to hip-hop.
You know, just say that guy you hear on the radio, the wiki wiki. You know, the tough guy.
That's what's up.
So yeah.
Yo, let's go, tough guy. You still using that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Gotta keep that. That's branding.
Yeah,
branding.
It's
branded, trademark.
Yeah, it's all of that.
It's happening all the time. Bro, so what? I want to dive into the whole radio stuff. I'm gonna hold myself back.
Right.
But it's so refreshing, like, to have you back on the airwaves. What's the biggest difference between being an independent DJ, doing things like you said you have mixes on Apple Music,
right,
and whatnot, versus finally being back on the air?
You know, it's crazy because, like, you're doing an Apple Music mix. Your mix is on Apple Music. It's reaching the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, this is huge. But at the end of the day, you're really just pre-recording a mix in a studio. No energy, no vibe. You're just putting together a mix. It's very produced. You know what I mean? On the radio, it's live. It's, if I make a mistake, you know it. If I play a curse word, you know it.
Yeah.
If you're liking the mix, I know, because you're telling me real time. You know what I mean?
Nice.
It's just, it feels a lot more personal when you're on radio than
more
just
connection.
Doing like a mix.
And you look like you like being under pressure.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
it's the best way to be.
Yeah, it's working under pressure is a lot of people cave like under pressure, but for me, like the more pressure you put me under,
the
harder,
more you thrive, right?
The better the product comes out.
Because
you know, I'm working harder on it. You know what I mean? So it's 100% that.
So it's kind of an unfair question, right?
Okay.
But top three Miami artists for you right now.
Of all time? Or
anytime.
Any time frame. But if you could sprinkle some Nunu, it'd be appreciated.
I mean, you can't talk Miami without talking Trick Daddy.
Right.
You know I was going there. Like, the mayor of Miami, it's Trick. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than him, like, there's some underground cats that I think are really dope.
Okay. Like who?
Smiles Official.
Okay.
Shot to Smiles. I think Smiles is really dope. Mike Smith repping down south.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there's certain cats that really do rock that aren't up there in the Rick Ross, Trick Daddy levels, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yet.
Not yet. You know? But, I mean, it's hard to it's hard to give you three. I would only be able to say, hands down, Trick.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
We'll take it.
And then shout to all the other artists, because there's so much dope talent, heard and unheard in South Florida. You know what I mean?
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, being that we're at live on 305, we're celebrating March 5th.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite Miami moments for you? I'm sure you've had a lot.
We know you've had a lot, yeah.
You've had a lot.
I've had a lot.
Being here with us, I know.
Yeah.
That's the top.
That's it. I mean, that's the obvious, right?
What else is going to top that?
Oh, man. I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I don't want to say one that to me is probably one of my personal.
Let's go
like,
there.
One of my personal like greatest moments, right? It's controversial.
We like controversy.
You might not remember. I think you would remember.
Thank you.
There was a day, an event happened in South Florida in the sports
realm. Okay.
And something happened at a nightclub after that sports event, that championship sports event. And the following day, I went on the radio and I literally blacked out for an hour, like disrespecting the DJs, the promoters, the club owner.
Whoa.
And I played a lot. I played an hour of just Miami music, but it was straight. Like, I blacked out and went crazy. And
that's your favorite top moment of all time.
Well, because
I don't remember it, but it was great.
No, I remember it. I remember every part of it. I don't like bringing it back because shout to the ones that were involved. I love you, Grubman.
You caused a lot of shit, huh?
But I caused a lot of problems. But the reason I say that, right, is because what I did got so much love from the city for standing up for the city. It was like a Funk Flex moment in New York.
Okay.
When Funk Flex like goes stupid on the radio, disrespectful, dropping bombs.
You can't stop him at that point.
And the whole city's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And that's what I started getting. Like, all the local artists were calling me. They were like blowing me up. Like, yo, you're doing it for the city. This is culture.
Ooh.
So for me, personally, that's
that was
my
it.
Moment.
Okay.
I mean, they did you a favor by pissing you off.
Yeah. No, it was being at that venue that night was the greatest moment for me to be able to do what I did the following day.
So
it makes sense.
Stay tuned for further blackouts on the radio.
Oh my God.
I totally expect you to, I envision you just looking at it, twitching. and it that's snapped. It. You snapped like a twig, it, bro, it was, and then all of a sudden your turntables are on fire.
Listen.
You're here with lighter fluid.
I literally went in. Derek Baker was my program director at Jams at the time. I walked in that day before the mix, and I said, I'm going crazy in the mix today. If you fire me, you fire me. But I'm doing what I'm going to do.
That's
and
how
he
you know.
Said, what's your plan?
No, what are you going to do?
Right. And I laid out the plan. He said, go ahead. So, cool.
Can't go wrong.
If it sounds provocative, right?
Can't go wrong with that.
Man, listen. If you know, you know.
I'm going to have to do some research.
Listen, we're going to have to. We need you in the studio. This is.
Yeah.
We need to go in on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I need to do some homework and be like. When did
LeBron
this man...
was in Miami at the time. Let's put it that way. LeBron man. Was in Miami at the time. It was a sporting event, championship, and an event happened at a venue after that championship event.
I'm going to have to do my research.
I love everybody involved. Y'all know I love you. I don't want to call out names because I don't want to bring it to light.
Don't do that. Today's all about the love.
It's all about love. 305 day.
Tomorrow it's about blackout.
But no, but just understand. Like the reason I love that moment is because I felt like it was for
real
the
and
city,
you were
doing
for
the culture.
For the
you
city,
know what
right?
I mean?
I mean like, to be motivated yeah, to that point where you right. tell your boss you're like you might fire me.
Yeah, and it was like I did this,
in.
And it didn't benefit me. It was just like I was doing this because I love my city.
You needed to do it.
Yeah, you
it
know
had
what
to
I mean?
Happen.
Right.
There's no way on it. Like,
right. It had someone had to do it, and I was the only one that was gonna do it.
Someone lit the bat signal.
Yeah.
And Tyce, how does it feel to be not just back on the radio, but you're here at Live on 305 and you're with a few of the biggest stations here in South Florida. So
yes.
What does that mean to you to be able to share that platform with all of us?
It's amazing. It's one, it feels so dope to be, like you just said, like the biggest radio stations and we're all here unified. You know what yeah. I mean? Like. You'll see me walking over to the DJs from the other stations, from Power, from Jams. Hey, what's up, bro? Have a hug. You know what I mean? And that's one of the greatest things in this city is that you might think there's an issue for whatever reason, but there's always love when these events come about like this. You know what I mean? This is a great event. I love this event.
I'm so happy to hear that because almost everybody who has sat down with us here tonight, that's been one of the key words that they've used is love, you know? So
yeah.
Love
but
to
it's
everybody
true. It's
on,
like
on the
you
305.
You really see it. Like if you look around and you see like the people that are here that are like tastemakers in the game, like everybody's got love for each
yeah.
other. You know what I mean? So it's good to see.
Is
you
it,
know?
How difficult is it to get all the powerhouse radio stations under one roof?
On a regular basis, it's not going to happen very easily.
But
you know,
on 305 day.
On 305 day, it's different. You know, it's like, yo, we all got to come together. We're all part of the city. We're all part of the culture. So
everyone contributes.
Everybody,
on some level.
Yeah, let's all contribute what we contribute. Tomorrow, radio war again. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But for today, you know, it is what it is. So
all love, yeah. all
America
love.
Stopped the radio war for one day.
It's always love radio wars, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of love.
That's dope, yeah. man. That's dope. Yo, what do you have coming up?
I mean, I'm working on a few parties, actually.
Okay.
That I'm trying to put together, me and Mr. Mauricio.
Okay.
So we're actually trying to put together a few new parties. We're trying to bring back that feel of Miami from a decade ago, where it was fun to go out.
Yeah.
And when you went out, it felt like this. You know, it felt
yeah.
like
you good, actually really had fun.
Good, you had good right? fun. It was good energy. There wasn't like beefs or problems or, oh, I'm trying to look cooler than you
yeah, nah.
with my chain and my bottle. Like, no, we're trying to bring back like, come out, have fun.
Just
like,
good vibes.
Yeah, the old Wynwood days.
Ooh,
the old,
tell
you know, when Wynwood was Wynwood, not when it was mini South Beach. You
yeah.
know. But that, I'm still working on my production
yeah.
and I'm working on some tracks with a few artists.
Awesome.
Got something possibly on the works with Sexy Red. Record with French Montana. I've already put out records with Busta, OT, so you can look at that. It's nice. On YouTube.
Just Google him,
so.
Guys.
Man, yeah, so I'm lucky. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've heard your production.
Yeah.
From the when downtown.
Well, you heard
studio.
Production from back then.
Yeah.
So
I
now
know
it's a different level.
You were a monster in the studio.
Right. Thank you.
You were focused, yeah. Focused.
Yeah.
And just to know that you're still working on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a gem to the ears, bro.
Absolutely.
He tried to get out of the game, but the game won't let him get out.
It's in the blood. You know what I mean? It's in the blood forever.
They're like, where are you going, bro? You ain't
get
going
back
nowhere.
Here.
Get over here.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, Entice, we got to get you in the studio.
I'm ready.
I'm so happy that you came through.
Yeah.
And, shit, where can we find you online?
You know, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter. I'm sometimes trying to get on Twitch for video games and stuff.
I'm with you.
But everything, search me up, DJ Entice, E-N-T-I-C-E. I play Call of Duty. If you play Call of Duty, you can catch me on there. Apple Music, stream my mixes, and of course, 103.5 The Beat every day, 5 o'clock mixing.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Great. Live on 305. It's been wild. We just sat with Entice. And as soon as Entice is about to leave, we have Jill Strada.
Jill Strada.
What's up? Hello.
What a blessing to have you here with us.
Thank you. I had to pull up. I saw y'all sitting here and I was like, all right.
Congratulations, by the way, because I know you've been back and forth and you've been moving, but you're always very consistent in the community and everybody in radio loves you and loves everything that you're doing, especially for our city. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you for what you guys are doing for our city. I'm excited about this.
What's up. Appreciate
that. Yes. No, respect.
And let me tell you, so I follow you on IG, not stalkerish, but I follow you on IG. And
we can make that a hashtag. No stalker.
No stalker. So when like Dre said, the moment you came back, like you had this, you left, right, for some time.
Yeah.
But once you made it back, I don't think I've seen a whole community give one person such
react
a big hug.
React so much.
And
that's,
it was, you are so eternally loved by the city.
Yes.
What do you attribute to that?
Man, first of all, I am so grateful, and thank you for that. I mean, I don't even know that I know that, so I'm just like, really, is that the case? So, look, Miami's home, man. I said, you know, I can go anywhere, but anytime I come back here, it is one of those feelings of just like, you know, like when it's at a family reunion and you see your people they haven't seen in a long time or whatever. But that's Miami. I mean, our culture here, I just love it. And I think it's like when I pour into the people, because I'm really big about I will build a brand. So obviously radio, you know, will build the brand. But I really like to build the people. And I think that hopefully whatever you're hearing is attributed to that. Because when you're pouring into people, Entice is a great example, you know, pouring into the team and like growing them and teaching them and, you know, and then watching them flourish. It's like, that's what makes me really proud. And so maybe it's a little bit of that, you know, that's coming back. So I love that.
And I love that you say you pour into.
Yeah.
You pour into people. And I mean, that's so important, because Miami has a stigma for a long time that we're crabs in a barrel. And if it's not one thing, it's the next. And I don't like this
very
person.
Selfish,
for X reason.
Very selfish, very self-absorbed. Yeah.
Exactly.
But here you are pouring into people.
Look, I mean, you can complain about it or you can change it, you know? So maybe there's some truth and maybe there's some challenge. But it's like, I don't know, I'm optimistic. I mean, I believe in people. And not everybody may have that same hustle, but I just seek out talent and people that have that mentality of like, they're gonna also give back. So it's kind of an each one, teach one mentality. And I like to bring the teams in together, because if I'm on this station now, you know, we're only going to win because of those people. Like, I can be here as a coach or to lead or help or whatever, but the only way we're going to win is my team. So
that's
how it is. Yeah, no, we got to pour into the people. And it's like, and maybe not all the people. Like, you know, maybe you're going to see someone that, you know, that maybe doesn't deserve it or they don't understand it. So you got to just be okay with that and then move on, you know. But I always challenge everybody. You guys are everybody's in a position to like give back, or at least like bring somebody up, even if it's just words of encouragement, or there's just always opportunities. So I challenge you, I challenge your listeners, I challenge everybody, like just take a minute, you know, we could buy into the conversation of, you know, yeah, the crabs in the bucket and things like that. Or we could try to change it. So
I mean, and I love that approach.
Yeah.
Either you stick with it and you keep complaining, yeah, or
be the change, right?
Take the, yeah, challenge for change.
Why not?
Heck yeah. Now, so kind of an unfair question, right? Because you're in radio.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your top 3 to 5 Miami artists?
Oh, man.
Not of all, doesn't have to be all time. It could be at
any
era.
Any time.
Don't
any
take era. It personal anyway.
No, nobody take it personal because I love everybody from the crib, okay? I mean, I have to start immediately like with Trick and Trina because also they were, you, yeah, know, that's like royalty. And then, I mean, God, it's like, how do you just eliminate it? Like, there's so many.
That's why I said
I'm
it could be unfair.
I'm glad that you say that, though, because there are so many.
No, there's so many. I mean, yeah, and I'm going to name the ones that obviously deserve the respect. So, like, of course, Pitbull. Like, I love, you know, I have to just say something about Pitbull, and I'm going to say Flo Rida. The two of those guys, like, I've now been on, I program Power 96. I program 99 Jams,
oh my
Hits.
God.
I program now, you know, 1035 The Beat.
Uh-huh.
But anytime, like when it comes to anything I've ever done, like, mm-hmm, I just Pitbull, Flo Rida, like always, that's always love. Like I have such a respect for those guys. They're successful because of who they are and how they treat their people. So
that.
But I got to say, there's a lot of up and coming or newer, like, you know, we have, I mean, shout out to like Ball Greasy and Billy Blue and like, yeah man, like, Free. I was to say Busta Free was just, they were all at the station just now. So like there's those, that group, you know, that as well. Like,
yeah,
there's just so many artists. We have, look, there's so much talent out there. So
we
respect
do.
To everybody I did not name, because these guys don't have time for me to name everybody. Okay.
I mean, it's a loaded question, and then, you know, it's like, how do you pick your favorite food, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I
yeah.
love it.
What's your favorite thing about Miami in itself?
Miami is just the energy of Miami, and I mean, they can have like there could be a negative to it that many may say.
Yeah.
I never, it's like Miami is just, when you hit, like, if you come in, if you're taking that drive down from Orlando or whatever, you know, or you're flying in on the plane and you just feel that city's energy.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, it's like you see that bridge, or you see the guitar, you know, when,
yes,
you're in the air and all that. No. Miami, it's just like, I love the energy of the culture. I love the diversity.
Yeah.
I love different people. Like, I love to see color and different, you know, everything. Like, we bring culture, all culture. And I love, that's one of my favorite things about the city.
Nice.
I miss it in other cities. There's not a whole lot that has it like Miami. So love that part of it.
I'm with that. I like the way you put it.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't help but if you're flying into Miami, you're like, oh.
Don't you feel that energy?
I love it.
Energy.
You'll be like, oh, man, I'm here. If you're on that window seat on the plane, you're like, okay, Miami,
facts,
here we come, you know.
Get the window seat on, yeah, the planes.
When you fly down here, yeah, man.
So being that you've been a part of, you've programmed some of the biggest radio stations in the city.
Yeah.
All of them, a.k.a. all of them. So what would be the one thing that you could say is a definite Miami vibe?
From the radio?
And music in general, because you've been,
yeah,
you've been setting the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been helping.
Well, you know what? I think it's,
like,
and it's like, it goes back to that, like, respect to the brand.
Yeah.
So I first was Power 96, and it's like, I, as a kid, mm-hmm, I had two favorite stations, and Power 96, I loved it, and Hot 97 in New York. And I was blessed to get to be on both, you know, both. And so I think, with like, I take on like 103.5 The Beat right now, and I look at this brand and what it means and what it can mean. Like, I start with, where are we now,
uh-huh,
and where should we go? And it always starts with the community, because every radio is for the community. So if we're programmers that are not thinking that way, mm-hmm, we're not doing the right thing, because it's like, we have to serve the community first. If not, like, then you're just starting wrong. If it's not just only about music, it's not only about, like, the brand or whatever. It's about, like, it is about the community. And so, and this diverse community is such a beautiful one. So it's like, as I look at the beat, and I'm newer on this team, on this, uh-huh, side, right? But I love to see what we mean right now and the intention of what we can mean in the future. And I think that that's what we have to create on any of the stations, any of the brands. You know, your brand right here, like, what does it mean? And it's like, and then as leaders of that brand, it's always checking yourself and like, okay, we did this, we're good here, but what can we do better? And just keep challenging yourself to that. You know what I mean? That's how we have to show up when it comes to media and what we do. We have to show up like that.
That is dope. You're all about challenge yourself.
Yeah, man, do it.
Step up to that challenge. We need to get you in the studio so that we can go in depth with you and just kind of pick your brain with everything. So
yeah,
man, and especially like, I didn't know you were part of I-97.
Yeah, yeah.
So being that you were from like hard hip hop, like the hip hop station, the freestyle, to Miami hip hop, to
now,
all of it. 103.5, that's just straight up hip hop again.
I'm like, I love music though. Don't you guys? Like, I love all music. I'm a vibe person. So it's like, I might want to turn up and like hip hop, but I might want to go back to my Latin freestyle and like jam that out in the car. And then you know, I love my top 40 side. I program a country station in Atlanta right now.
Oh, wow.
Never did country, but I'm like, yo, I love country. I'm like, these guys are just like, they're the most amazing when it comes to like the artists.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah, storytelling is untouched.
Right?
Untouched.
Yeah.
Granted, and I think that country has a bad stereotype of my truck, beer, and my girl.
Yeah.
It's not really like that all the time.
Not the new stuff, too. Nah. I mean, you know, it's like where it's going. It's like I love the artist, and I love the artist's story, and I love hearing, like, those artists have really great stories as well. So it's just, it's something new. Again, I say challenge yourself. So I was
absolutely.
Like, all right, let's go for it. But, you know, I think that I love the radio stations that I've gotten to be a part of.
Yeah.
I was just a young, like, I got in my, when I was in college, I started radio, and it's like, I'm a young chick in Orlando and got my start there, and then got hired at Hot 97. I'm like, what is life right now? Like, this is God, okay?
What is life?
Like, this is amazing. So it just, you know, yeah, lots of just great moments and energy around radio and the experience and journey I've had.
Nice.
Well deserved, because you put in your time and you
Thank
definitely
you.
Put in a lot of great effort
Heck yeah.
into that.
Thank you.
If there's anything that you can leave Miami and our audience with before you go, what would you say to them?
I don't know what this, I'm coming to what came first, okay? And I just say give grace. Like, we're in a hard time right now.
Yeah.
In Miami, like, we're passionate people, like, give each other grace a little bit, because I think our world's in a tough space. And it's like, let's, you know, we can do it, and we can celebrate it through music, through days like 305 Day and this celebration that's out here today. We, you know, give each other a little grace. Just, you know, give benefit of the doubt. Like, lean in a little bit. Don't be so, like, don't take it so negative. Don't take it so hard, because we're all living a life that's a little bit, you know, everybody got a story. Everybody got a challenge.
Yep.
And it's like how we can show up and maybe come together. That's what matters.
It's beautiful.
All about community.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, just, we have the three radio stations you've worked for here.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm seeing all my old staff. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm introducing my staff to my staffs, you know? It's, like, it's great.
Hey, staff,
this is my staff.
This is my staff.
You're all, well, I'm Italian. Once you're in, you're always in. I was like, you can't get out. You're always my people, you know?
That is awesome. How difficult is it to pull this off? To have all powerhouses in one under
what
one
Derek
roof.
G was able to do is not very common. I told him that. It's like, you know, I think it's also, look, I love the competitive battle, and the people who know me, have worked with me or competed against me, they know, like, I love the spar, you know.
But usually with these big companies, it's non-competents, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's some, you know, yeah, but a lot of times it's about the programmer and how their approach is going to be, and you know, I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do this. And sometimes, look, we have hard jobs. We have to protect our brands and do the right thing ultimately for the brands. Again, we don't own the companies, but we need to, you know, do the best thing for that. But with this, it was like, nah, this feels right. You know what I mean? It's like, it's 305 Day. Let's celebrate together. So it's like, and like I said, it's all my stations.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Man, could we pick your brain in the studio one day?
Absolutely. Let's
Heck
do it.
Yeah. Let's do this.
You.
Let's do this.
Let's do it. That'll be fun.
You have like a plethora of knowledge. And every time
wisdom,
you come
people.
Out and you drop a small little gem, 1,000 questions come up. So I want to know more. You know what I'm saying?
I would love to. Yeah, I was like, that's like my age. I'm like, with age comes wisdom. So hopefully I can do something, you know?
Jill, where can the beautiful people find you?
Follow me at Jill Strada on all my social platforms for sure.
Heck yeah. And we're here live on 305.
Live on 305, baby.
My man, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
How you doing? My name is DJ Junior. A little about myself. I'm a tour DJ. I'm a producer. And I was one of the ones that created a Thursday Latin party in Wynwood at Brick 2014. So that's what a lot of people know me as, having that big Thursday party for like about 10 years.
Beautiful.
That's what's up. Now, as a tour DJ, what do you think is the biggest difference on tour than being at a club?
Man, being a tour DJ, bro, it's just more fun because you're on stage with probably roughly 10,000 to 50,000 people. So the energy is different, you know?
It's all about energy.
Yeah, energy is way different. Stage lighting, you know. Clubs are cool, but on-stage presence, it's definitely different.
There's nothing like
being
live.
And it's nervous, too. I still get nervous.
Yeah?
Yeah, I still get nervous.
What's the last artist you went to tour with?
Huh?
Who's the last artist you went on tour with?
Right now, I tour with Dalex. He's a reggaeton artist.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been with him for about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Before, yeah, basically, when he popped off, I was with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Now, you're here. We're here at 305 Day, the live on 305. What's your favorite 305 moment?
What's my favorite 305 moment? Moving to 305.
Hey.
Really, I'm from Jersey. I moved over here, and I never left back. I never went back. I loved it. I love the location. I love the people. I love that. Different foods, different culture, and then of course you got the beach.
Can't go wrong with that at all. And I mean, you've been here for how long?
I started high school here.
Oh wow, what high school you go to?
And I'm 40, so I went to Robert Goldman.
Robert Goldman. Yeah. All right. I'll tell you, man, I gotta ask you an unfair question. Top three Miami artists.
Top three Miami artists.
Any era.
Old school and new school?
And new school.
And any order.
And
any
order. Okay, so when I first came over here, one of the first I've listened to that I started liking was Trick Daddy.
Of course.
You remember, I'm not from here. I moved over here and I was, how can I say, I was crowned Welcome to Miami or whatever. I love Trina as a female artist, right? And then another artist that I love coming out of Miami is Cuban. His name is Gonzi.
So where could we find you online?
So you can find me online on Instagram, all social media, DJ Junior, RM, Junior spelled out, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You can find me there.
Okay. Well, Junior, thank you so much for taking a pit stop.
We're going to let you continue enjoying live on 305, but we definitely are going to follow you and keep in touch.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
And my man, any words you want to tell the city?
Bro, everybody get together and let's make the city bigger. Let's make it better. And let's make sure everybody that comes out here sees Miami as a second home.
DJ Amen. Junior, everybody.
All about that.
All about it. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
No problem, man. Thank you. We're gonna have to edit a lot of
No edits.
Yo,
let's drop the next guest.
The
no
next
pun intended.
Guest is, I want to say icon, bro, because you've been behind the scenes for everything, and the things you got coming up, I'm unable to speak about. But it's super dope. Yo, so welcome to the show, Drop Dead Beats.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys for having me here.
I'm glad
you
came.
We've been trying to get you on the show for years, bro.
Oh, you want to go there? Okay.
No.
Joe, so now that he went there, she went there, she opened the can of worms.
Oh, no.
So now we're going to talk about that. Joe, so what happened to the interview that we had, I don't know, 3-4 years ago that you said it was going to come out?
So
exactly. Exactly.
So
crickets.
Let's get back to that.
Exactly.
We'll get back to that. Drop has all the right.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Drop.
Welcome back to the show.
Yo, I can imagine Drop's been like, I can't wait to throw this in this guy's face.
Exactly.
Drop, we're going to put it in the documentary, bro.
No, it's in there. It's going to be in there.
It's a documentary out here. No, but seriously. Yo, Drop, you've been involved with all Miami music on some level.
Some level, yes.
Could you just give me a rundown real quick of some of the projects you've worked on?
Miami artists, we've got Trick, Trina, Pitt, what am I missing? Gloria Stefan, Emilio Stefan, did I say Ross?
You have now.
Ross. And then I pretty much started
doing commercials and my beginning stages. So I did a lot of commercials for Budweiser, McDonald's, okay, things like that. And then from there, I was working with a group or interning at a Icons Music Group. They had a song back in the days called "Get Crunked Up."
Yeah.
So I was involved with them at the same time I was doing the Jingle House commercials. Okay. And then from there, I worked at plenty of other studios, and I was able to work with Juvenile. I did Juvie the Great album. I did
nice
classics, bro.
Khaled's first album.
Okay.
So pretty much everyone on that album that's from Miami.
Classics, bro.
So then from there, I did work with Pitt, like five albums. Okay. I did like five albums for Fat Joe from Lean Back On.
Wow. Okay. Job, what do you see as the biggest piece of the puzzle when it comes down to working in music that a lot of people fall off on?
Not giving up.
Yeah?
That's it. Don't give up.
Bro, it seems too simple to be right.
But everybody gives up. Bills, family, people in your ear telling you, what are you doing? You're insane. Get a real job. It comes down to not giving up and not stop believing in what you want to do.
Amazing. Love it.
Just do what you do, right?
Do what you do, but do what you do with love.
Consistently and with love.
Because if you do it, but you don't love it, then everybody's going to feel it. Because at the end of the day, music is a vibration. So if you're just doing it just to do it and there's no real passion in, people will eventually
catch on to that
bullshit,
too.
Right?
So,
and you can hear it. I'm sure you have tremendo ear where you can hear when it's like, yo, this is love song. You don't sound in love.
Exactly. But a lot of people are not. And they have to try to fake it, but they don't know how to fake it because they're not good enough actors.
Woo. Tell them. Tell them. Job, how long you been making music?
Going on 27 years.
Amazing, bro.
So you an OG.
I'm sure you could drop Drop's name. So in any circle, and an artist will recognize it immediately.
At some point. Maybe that's not dope, now, man, with new artists, but yeah, at some point.
But I mean, you're not, it's not far-fetched. Because a legend is, legendary is legendary. And you've built a tremendo name for yourself where you don't really have to say much.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, you got a lot of things coming up.
A lot. There's a saying, a Cuban saying that goes, calladito más bonito.
Facts.
Es verdad, es verdad.
And for those who know, know.
But you definitely got a lot of cool stuff coming up, man.
I'll talk a little bit about the untold stories from behind the board. So there's two parts of that. The one part is my book that I still have not released because it goes along with a platform. And then the other is the docuseries with about 26 episodes of engineers, producers, and executives that are behind the scenes that are able to formulate the music that is not just the artist or just the producer, but also the engineer that lives with the record for a longer period of time than just the artist.
Yeah, that
or
really
the producer
brings it to life, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that record it, or if not, mix it, if not, master it, make sure that everything is sounding, that you're able to put it in any platform, any streaming platform, in the TV, in a movie.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's sounding the way it's supposed to sound.
Got it.
Because there's not everybody can do the job once they leave school. It's not that kind of, you have to develop an ear. It's years of you developing an ear to make sure that the quality of sound that you're trying to get is there.
Yes.
And everybody thinks they could do it, and some people can, but now it's a lot easier than it was back then because we have so much technology, and the consumer doesn't care about the end product because the consumer is downloading an MP3, and an MP3 has either at 143 or 316 compression.
Yeah.
It's not real quality. You're not getting an AIF file or a WAV file. You're getting a compressed file. It's like squeezing a watermelon through a straw.
Jeez, bro. I mean, it's the truth. And you, if anyone's going to know how to make the comparison, it's you.
And I mean, today, nowadays, they don't barely, people barely download anything. They listen to it on stream. You know what I mean? And streaming in itself has a lot of controversy right now. They're saying that it's almost done, but
there's no money in it.
Yeah.
Think about it. We went from spending a dollar. I'm not even going to go back to CDs or album sales or tape sales. Let's go back to downloads for a dollar. Downloads for a dollar. There's 12 songs on an album. $12. You're making, if it went a million times, someone bought a million copies, that's $1 million or $12 million.
Yeah, yeah.
You go and stream a million times, you're making $1,000 to $3,000 max. Where's your millions?
The game's changed a lot.
Where
man.
Is it?
There's no value in it anymore.
And now with AI, you go ahead and you say, like, oh, I'm going to, I feel this way today. So generate me this mood because this is what I'm feeling today. And these are the lyrics I want to hear.
And it'll do it for you in seconds.
And it'll do you two or three or four in no time.
Pick one.
Go ahead. You can have your own playlist.
Coño.
So why do you need musicians? Why do you need producers? Why do you need engineers? You don't anymore.
How do you feel? So let's, I've been, you know, this is more like a studio question, right? But with AI on the rise, do you think that's the route that everything's going?
I love this saying, change with the times or get left behind.
Facts.
So for me, everything's a tool. I use everything.
Got it.
I have so many different tools. I have like probably 16 different AI tools that I use on a daily.
Whoa.
And people are still caught up on ChatGPT or Grok or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I have so much. Why? Because I wanna be in the know. And I wanna be competitive to a kid that has all the time in the world that's just going to college or just going to high school. They have all the time. They're gonna pick up all this shit.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I try to battle that kid to be better? I'm only battling myself at the end of the day, but I know in the back of my head, I know there's a 16-year-old kid in the back of my heels every day because they're doing 30 AI tools.
You're right. You ain't wrong.
All right, but hold on because we're getting too deep and we're going to have you in the studio for an in-depth interview.
Hey, listen, what's going to happen in the studio?
Keep it 305 day. What brings you out to this amazing event live on 305? You come every year. What brings you out this year?
I come out every year. For numerous reasons. Main reasons is, of course, Derek G. He's a pioneer. He's been in so many ways, not just because of 305 days. He's been giving back to this community endlessly. We also have him and I, we also have a joint venture in one of his properties in Hialeah at this pickleball place that he has, a display of all of Hialeah.
Historical
right.
stuff, yeah.
So then we have a gentleman by the name of Jay Lash. He's been a photographer for over 50 years. So he has so many different attributes of Miami and other parts that he's been able to capture photography-wise. So we have a section in there of his work. So it's like things like Trick Daddy, Rick Ross, all the major players in Miami. Luke, he was also involved with Tyson and Don King. He was his photographer for like 15 years. So the bite of Tyson biting Holyfield's ear, he has that. Wow. He has Michael Jackson, Tyson, and Holyfield all in one picture.
Wow.
So he has a lot of tributes to his culture of not only hip-hop, but athletes. So we've merged them two together. So what else brings me out to Miami 305 day is being able to see all my friends that I grew up with, like yourselves and everybody else that DJ Obscene, DJ Entice, everybody that came up in the same in this crazy city that we love to hate at times.
Facts. Big facts.
but it's just a family reunion to me, like seeing Crazy Hood, seeing EFN, seeing UB, everybody. It's a family affair.
Shout out everybody, man. Out here, for real.
Absolutely, and I think that if anyone could say that, it's you. Because, bro, you've been just involved behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, and it's, you just don't stop. We just interviewed Derek, and he mentioned the space. He mentioned Jay Lash and that how he felt at one point. It was like, I'm the new kid on the block. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, it's just great to hear from you that you're intertwined in this.
Right.
You know what I mean? So definitely,
we all play a part. We all have to, at least I see that we all have to give back to the city that gave us. But the city at the end of the day is still a city. So it has no real heartbeat. We're the ones that carry that heartbeat for the city, and we care more than just the
facts. Facts. And I tell you, someone that's been the heartbeat of music, that you've been part of the blood pumping through a lot of our favorite songs, you've been behind those. So I appreciate you, and
I'm
sure everyone in the city, if I pull out the list, after they pick up their jaw, they'd be as grateful.
Well, you could just go in and research born and raised in the city of
Dade County.
So we did that.
That's what's up. That's awesome.
So we did that.
I love it.
Drop, where can they find you on social media? Where can they find
your
projects?
Drop Dead Beats on IG. Untold Stories from Behind the Board, with a Y instead of an IES for stories, just because IG doesn't let you have more than 30 characters. So IG, you suck for that. But and then on X is the same thing. Drop Dead Beats or Untold Stories from Behind the Board.
That's what's up, bro.
Live on 305, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
We have half of the Drink Champs celebrating 10 years.
Over
6
favorite.
Million shots taken.
Crazy. Yeah, that's a crazy number. I don't know how accurate that is.
Yeah. DJ EFN.
Hey.
Crazy Hood. That's what's up, man.
Thank
it's
you guys.
Always a pleasure having you on the
come
show.
Come on, I love you guys, man.
Being
Thank
able
you.
To chit-chat and chop it up with you, man. Congratulations on 10 years. For
Thank you, thank you.
That the Drink Champs has just been one of those things that the moment it took off, it never looked back. It
yeah,
just kept
not
going.
It's 10 years. It's truly a history in the making and preserving our culture.
Thank you, thank
so,
you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It's been amazing. I never thought it would be as big as it got.
Yeah.
You know, I knew we had something, but it's. I'm honored that we're still here doing it, man.
Heck yeah. I'm
blessed.
I'm so
you know?
Happy that you guys are still doing it, man.
Thank you.
It's such a dope show. And, bro, it can't be easy.
No, it's not. Nothing,
it can't be easy.
Nothing that you do consecutively is easy, guys. Let's
Facts.
Be honest.
Facts.
Everything, even though it looks like fun, anything that you do repetitively, it becomes a job no matter what. You know what I'm saying? It is
yeah.
what it is. That's the way things are, you know?
And you're not only doing Drink Champs, you have Fatherhood.
Fatherhood's podcast. We launched the Drink Champs Network, where now we're distributing other podcasts.
Okay.
You know, Coming Home is still a thing that I'm working on. It's just I haven't had
nice.
A chance to do anything because of Drink Champs being so wild and, like, not wild, but keeping me busy and being a father. So that kind of, I had to, like, pause
yeah.
traveling to countries abroad and putting myself in harm's way sometimes.
I mean,
all for the love of hip-hop.
For the love of hip-hop. But, I mean, it's still something that I'm working on a new episode that we're going to do soon.
Yeah?
Beautiful.
Of Coming
Home,
yeah.
Where are you going?
Give me an exclusive E.
I mean, so
tell me,
early
tell
on
me.
When we started Coming Home, you know, I went
yeah.
to Cuba because that's my family background, Garcia's family background, hence the name Coming Home.
Correct.
And when the reason we started the series because when we put out that episode, everybody's like, yo, this is dope. And I was a fan of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
And I'm giving you the long version of where we're going, but it goes somewhere. So people are like, yo, where do you think, where are you going to go? And I'm like, I want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, where do you think hip hop doesn't exist? I go, hip hop exists everywhere. Right?
And you proved it.
I go,
you better believe it.
They're like, everywhere? I'm like, yeah, I bet you I go to Mongolia and it's going to be there. So Mongolia was always a joke. So now I want to make that joke a reality.
Oh my God, yes.
No disrespect to Mongolia, I'm not calling them a joke. I'm just saying that's the farthest reaching place that I could imagine some kids from the 305 going
into
a film. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That is dope. I mean, you know anyone that speaks Mongol?
Well, we have connected already. I already started some preliminary stuff
okay.
where we've already connected with folks out there.
Amazing.
Shout out to Trek 6, who's down with us. You know Trek, he's a legendary graffiti artist out here from Miami. So Trek, he's played a vital role in coming home, because the people that we first connect with that really give us the lay of the land in any country are the graffiti artists.
Wow.
Because they're the ones in the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones there.
They know the real lay of the land, the law of the land, everything. And so through Trek, we've already connected with artists, both graffiti artists and MCs in Mongolia already.
Amazing.
That's so dope, man.
Yeah.
So dope, man.
Yeah.
That's dope. So, real, I know we're kind of, since we're here, 305 day, what are some of your most memorable Miami moments?
Oh, man, I would have to say off top, anything Calle Ocho, man. Like, some of our early Calle Ocho days with Crazy Hood, grinding it out, taking our CDs and our tapes and T-shirts and going all street teamed out there. And we would bum rush stages and force our way on a stage and perform.
Bro.
We have some epic memories at Calle Ocho, man. Calle Ocho is always a big 305 memory of mine.
And what brings you out to live on 305 on a day like today?
Well, I mean, I definitely, you know, Derek G is the homie.
Yeah.
I was involved last year. You know, I'm not as involved as I was last year, but I told him I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I'm here to support. And Only and Dave's also involved, and I'm cool with the Only and Dave homies. And so, you know, I had to come out. It's 305 day. I had
That's
to go and support. And I think Heckler might take the stage later today. I saw Heckler show up already.
Nice.
We might do the song, Don't Forget the Three Letters.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we out here just repping.
What letters
is
are
Eddie, those? Is Eddie going to do Fly Tetas?
So, if we think that there's a crowd that actually would understand the humor behind doing Fly Tetas.
It's here, right?
Then he'll do. No, I don't know. I have to. Imagine he does Fly Tetas and these people out there like, is this guy's legitimate single? Like, this is an artist? They don't get the humor behind it, you know? We'll see, maybe.
Who encouraged that, though? Because I know that was a joke with Eddie.
It was. Well,
and now he's really making records
Eddie,
now, or what?
Eddie wanted to do Fly Tetas for a long time, and we never took him serious. I mean, as a joke, though, but he wanted to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we did that series before Crazy Hood Day last year.
I loved it.
Where Eddie was trying to be a rapper, but that's... It was actually kind of serious that he wanted to do Fly Tetas, you know?
Okay.
So that's what birthed actually recording Fly Tetas, you know?
Bro, like, that was classic, bro.
Classic.
Especially when he battled Recognize. Epic.
Were you at Crazy Hood Day?
No, not the last one.
So he performed it at Crazy Hood Day. And we were, like, afraid, you know. Again, like, I don't know if people are going to get the humor.
Oh, no.
And I was afraid because Jazzy Jeff is, he just got out. Like, he just, I don't know, he was about to go on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to make a mockery of Miami hip-hop.
No.
With Eddie doing Fly Tetas. But earlier in the day when he was doing soundcheck, I told him the whole story about the series with Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that he might perform it. And he thought it was hilarious. So when Eddie actually performed it, he was like, yo, that's the song. It was super, super dope for me as a fan. Like,
absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I bet Eddie must have been ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
I could imagine, bro. That whole series, I was looking forward to the next part.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time.
No, we wanted to film Eddie the aftermath of Crazy Hood Day, like him on the floor. Like, he thought he made it, you know.
I made it. Yo, so what's in store for Crazy Hood? What you got coming down the line?
Man, I mean, like I told you, coming home,
yeah.
Drink Champs, we're in our different stage of our lives now. You know, we're older now, and we're trying to, like, make the brand be more meaningful for the community.
Yeah.
So you might see us do more, like, brick-and-mortar type businesses.
Yeah.
Maybe get into the nonprofit world.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
I really don't know yet, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ideas that we're throwing around, a lot of partners that we're talking to, potential partners. But one thing for sure is that Crazy Hood as a family is always going to stick together and support each other in all our endeavors and be here for the long run for ourselves and for our families. You know, now we have kids that are growing up. Some of my boys got kids in their late 20s, and
ooh,
some of them,
yeah,
like me, and they're young, you know,
and
6 years old, so.
Oh, man. Yo, Crazy Hood is always on something. I just love it, man. And seeing you guys come in, it's like seeing family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, bro, it's like we don't see each other all the time.
Right.
But it's always love.
But
absolutely.
When we do.
Absolutely, man.
But when we do.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's love and family, bro, especially on a day like today.
Yeah.
Where this is what pretty much brought everyone together.
Yeah.
At an event, like, not just an event like this, but I'm saying, like, the love for the city and wanting to achieve your goals in entertainment.
Right.
And in general, I just think it's a beautiful thing, all in all. Now, Flight Death, as we covered, Heckler's going to go on stage.
Heckler's later. Don't forget the three letters.
Don't forget the three letters, CHP.
Yep.
Right? And then Garcia here today?
No, Garcia's not here today. He's doing a director gig.
Bro, Garcia's killing it.
Killing it. Yeah, he's killing it.
Killing it. Yeah. Big shout out to Garcia. Damn, yo.
You got Charlie Skins in the building. Boris Beats in the Hood.
Nick Garcia, the Binga, got produced.
Binga, you got Paul, Drink Chan Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time we had you on the show for a 305 event, once we started talking about food, you were toned out. You were like, I'm done. it was Paul and I, oh, but this, but that. You're like, yo, I'm done.
Yeah, man. But no, everything's good, man. And how about you guys?
We're good.
Like, what's going on in y'all's lives, man?
Well, we trying to do this, man. We're doing this.
Right.
We're a couple episodes into the third season. We're just recording as much content as possible and trying to get like you, bro. I wanna have not the shots, not the right. 6 million shots, but I definitely wanna. My goal is like to follow the lead. Like you always say, we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us.
Right.
And I feel like you've created like broad shoulders for a lot of the people in the city.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? And that's like, that's why it's always for me, at least for us, that when we think about podcasting, which the inspiration for podcasting was Godfrey on my end.
And for me too.
Yeah, so
he's
shout out to Godfrey.
He's the one who advocated it to
me. So after that, and then seeing that you've taken it on and the successes you've had, bro, like that's just, I'd much rather do this than anything else. You know what I'm saying? Aside from big projects, side projects, but like it beats a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? Like we want to build this to the point where we're doing this all the time. You know what I mean? So that's where we're at. We're more consistent now than before. We're recording now in Good Tone Studios in Doral.
Whoa.
So we have, shout out to Good Tone. And we've been, you know, if you got some time, I'd love to have you back on the show in the studio.
On what?
If you have some time, I'd love to get you on the show in the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I reach out to you, bro. We'll definitely plot that, man.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot going on and you've done a lot. And right. I would love to pick your brain for every single thing.
That's what I'm here for, bro. Like, for sure.
That's what's up, man. And for those of you that aren't familiar with DJ EFN, I have no idea what rock you've been under. But in Miami, EFN has been behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, has been the scene. And this EFN and Crazy Hood has always been a big plus for us. So I salute you, sir.
I want to say really quick, though, what you guys are doing is crucial and it's important because these artists and the people in the crib, they need different outlets. They need to be able to go to different platforms and tell their stories and promote themselves. And so I know that this grind can be hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but understand you're providing a crucial service to the community. So please, you know, do it as much as you can, as long as you can. I know it's difficult sometimes, but at least know that you're providing a crucial service to people, man.
That's appreciated, bro.
By everybody, including myself.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate
Thank you.
E. Really do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. And
well,
I tell you.
With that being said, we appreciate you and opening up so many doors for so many people here in the 305 for investing not just your time, but also your advice to a lot of the key players that are going to be holding down the reins when you guys aren't here. So thank you for CHP and all that you do, DJ EFN, live on 305.
Yeah. Dre, we got two artists today. Right now, for this moment, we've had a slew of artists. And we have two special guests. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I go by the name of Vega, V-E-G-A, High Live Stand Up.
All right.
Curly J. I go by Curly_J23 on Instagram. So,
yes, sir.
Man, come please find me.
What's
what's up. Gentlemen, so you guys rap? What's going on here? Talk to me.
Hey, listen, March 7th on Saturday, this Saturday, we dropping. I got my second EP of the year coming out. We working and we pushing on the social medias, on everything. You feel me? On all platforms. We there.
All right.
Yeah, man. And my name is Vega, dropping stick all day. And since it's 305 day, we about to, you know, perform. You know, in front of a good crowd that represents, you know,
facts.
That Miami.
Shout out to Fame.
Know. Yeah, man, shout out to Fame. He's in the bathroom right now. He's on his way. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, stick all day. Stick.
Yeah.
DJ Me.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yo, so, gentlemen, how long you been doing music?
Shit, man, I've been doing music since I was born, yo.
I'm 30, and I've been doing this since I was 15.
Yeah, same here. Exactly, yo. So
you were like a rapping fetus.
Yep. Yeah, rapping fetus, yo. Like, that's all I love to do.
That's what's up, man. All right, so what is your favorite thing about Miami?
Being able to run into just about anybody in the world.
I see that. Yeah,
my favorite thing is the women. Female. I love the Spanish mommy. Yeah, I love the Spanish mommy.
That's what's up. And what would you say are your top three songs or artists in Miami, excluding yourselves?
I want to go number one, Trick Daddy, Shut Up.
All right. Mm.
Two, Pitbull, Damn It Man.
All right.
And then three, Piccolo, Stick Drill.
Boy, Curly J, hey. Killing it.
Yeah, man. I approve that.
Vegas,
man.
Where you at?
I gotta say, Me So Horny, 2 Live Crew.
Facts.
Okay.
Who That from JT Money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Last but not least, Scarred from Luke. Scarred.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. You ain't wrong.
Nah, that's the one I grew up with. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's
Tell
what's
me
up.
What brings you guys out to Live on 305 today.
Because if you ain't here, you ain't representing the motherfucking city straight up.
Yeah, man. We had to represent for the city, yo, because we love Miami.
Because
love
you don't got good guys. Because
yeah.
You don't got good money. You're not out here. I get it. You don't really be surrounded around a bunch of success. Like, speaking of Piccolo, shout out to Piccolo, man.
There you go. All right.
So, before we wrap up, where can we find you?
I'm on all platforms, curly_j23, everything and anything. Please stream anything and everything you see about that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find me, Vega Music 305. Just Google me, Vega Music 305, and I'm everywhere.
And what's the single? You got a single coming up?
I'm sorry?
You got a single coming up?
Yeah. The new single right now that just dropped is actually Dade County Steppers.
Okay.
It dropped today.
Okay.
Dade County Steppers, yo.
You're going to have it drop any other day.
Today's the day. Had to be the day. My team was, you know, smart enough to do it and drop it on the same day. Yeah.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you guys got to go hit the stage.
Yeah, we about
hey,
to go perform real quick.
Over here. I appreciate you guys.